In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
No such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned to PH Murder Stories as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist. Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence in all sorts. Listener's discretion is advised.
Shang, let go mo. Hindi kami. Nandito kami sa bahay namin.
Ma'am!
Okay.
My father is a police man!
I don't care!
Nagsisisi ka ba, Nel? Nel, nagsisisi ka? Nel, nagsisisi ka?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Makipagsisisi, sir.
Isa lang itong klaseng pulis na to. May sakit ito sa utak. Tupak. Pakainin ninyo ng COVID yung na yun.
On a Sunday afternoon, on December 20, 2020, from what it seems that the world has had enough bad news since the start of the year, another tragedy adds to its list. A rogue police officer in civilian clothes shot and killed a mother and son in front of his 13-year-old daughter after an altercation involving the younger victim improvising boga, a cannon usually made of bamboo or tin cans, used to make noise during New Year celebrations. The shooting incident happened in Paniki, Tarlac, 152 kilometers north of the nation's capital. The killing of 52-year-old Sonia Gregorio and her son, 25-year-old Frank Gregorio, was captured on video by Alisa Kalusing, the older victim's granddaughter. The footage has gone viral on social media since it was posted. Many netizens expressed their displeasure and called on the Philippine National Police to stop the unending police brutality that has become a thorn in President Rodrigo Duterte's administration. Human rights advocates and President Duterte's critics, on the other hand, saw the saddening incident as part of a broader culture of impunity and violence.
The suspect is Police Senior Master Sergeant Jonel Nuezca. He has a rap sheet that would question the PNP's capability of handling its policemen. In 2010, the suspect was suspended from the police force for 10 days, in which the reason was not indicated. In 2013, Nuezca was charged with grave misconduct, which resulted in a suspension. In 2014, he was charged with less grave neglect of duty and was suspended for 31 days for refusing to undergo drug testing and leaving the testing site area without permission from his superiors. Also in October of the same year, Nuezca was demoted one rank from Master Sergeant to Staff Sergeant due to robbery and extortion charges. The Department of Interior and Local Government reported that in 2014, a female complainant said that Nuezca and other police officers forced her son into their vehicle and brought him to police custody. They demanded 40,000 pesos in exchange for his release. Nuezca claimed that he did a valid warrantless arrest after allegedly finding a weapon and a sachet with a white substance in the victim's possession. His demotion order was issued after the DILG found that Nuezca failed to present evidence to prove that the arrest was valid. In 2016, Nuezca was charged with severe neglect of duty for failing to attend a court hearing as the prosecution's witness in a particular drug-related case. As a result of his actions, he was dismissed from the police force, but was reinstated back. 3 years later, he was charged with grave misconduct for committing homicide on May 9, 2019. However, the case against him was dismissed. Surprisingly, Nuezca was still active in the police force and committed homicide for the second time on December 29, 2019. And once again, the case filed against him was also dismissed. Why did the PNP allow Nuezca to remain as a policeman? Is there something that the authorities are not telling us about this rogue officer's intent? In his community in Tarlac, the suspect is viewed as an arrogant neighbor that wants other people to see him as a man to be feared. It is also widely known that the suspect is not on good terms with his in-laws. As for the suspect's 13-year-old daughter, her actions during the altercation might have come from her parents. According to witnesses, the Nuezca household was not a peaceful place to live in due to a lot of bickering between the suspect and his wife, which could have affected their child's mental health. The suspect's child would always accompany her father whenever there was an altercation with the Gregorios. In an interview with Tasha De Los Santos, a relative of the victims, she said that the suspect previously tried to run over her child with a motorcycle because he was angry with the Gregorio family. According to an interview with Sonia Gregorio's two younger children, the suspect's wife and the victim discussed allotting a 1 meter piece of land for the right of way. Later on, Nuezca and his wife had a heated argument with Sonia Gregorio regarding a piece of land that they were trying to purchase from her. They questioned whether the land's titles were valid. The Nuezcas accused Sonia of committing fraud and that the land she sold to them was being leased to other people. According to the barangay chairwoman, Rosita Ovejera, the Nuezcas and the Gregorios dispute had already reached the barangay's office. However, there have been no compromises between both parties, as the Nuezcas continue to claim that Sonia Gregorio lied to them about the land's legitimacy. Furthermore, the chairwoman came to the victim's defense that Sonia Gregorio did not commit any fraud to the Nuezcas, because she gave back the initial 40,000 pesos paid to her by the suspect. The complicated reason for the dispute was that the land being sold to the Nuescas was shared with 3 or 4 other families around the area. The others couldn't pay their share of the land title's fees, which caused delays for the land title that the Nuescas were seeking from Sonia. The barangay also had proof that Sonia gave back the 40,000 pesos that was initially paid to her by the Nuescas. Despite Sonia giving back the money, the Nuescas filed fraud charges against her, but was eventually dismissed because of the simple fact that Sonia did not commit any crime against the Nuescas. This complicated incident became the precursor of the bad blood between the Gregorios and the Nuescas.
The graphic video of the shooting incident has been circulating online since December 21, 2020. Jonel Nuesca was seen having a heated altercation with his 2 neighbors. Nuesca shot Sonia Gregorio while holding on tightly to her son, Frank. Both victims quickly fell down, but Nuesca still decided to pull the trigger twice, seemingly to make sure that both were dead. Before the shooting, someone was using boga near the Gregorio family's house. The Nuesca family got irritated with the noise coming from their neighbors. So Jonel Nuesca, together with his wife and 13-year-old daughter, went to the Gregorios to confront them about it. Upon seeing Frank, they had a confrontation. Things got heated when Sonia tried her best to protect Frank from the disgruntled police officer. Lieutenant Colonel Noriel Rombawa, the chief of Paniki Municipal Police Station, said that the argument was due to Frank's use of boga while also being under the influence of alcohol, until an old grudge regarding the right-of-way between the properties of both families came up. Nuesca was trying to arrest Frank, threatening him by drawing his gun, but the latter's family kept stopping Nuesca. He had no warrant, no charges, nor was he on duty.
Yun pong kay Gregorio, dahil bawal po yung boga at nakainom siya, yun siguro yung naisip niya na kaya i-aresto niya, but yun nga, hindi sumama. So dapat na ng action niya doon is tumawag siya sa police station for backup at kami yung nandito na PNP na naka-assign para kami yung magpatupad ng batas. So pwede naman namin puntahan para kunin at maimbestigahan paano nangyari talaga. At least may air nila yung both sides nila.
Sonia wrapped her arms around her son, desperately trying to protect him so that he wouldn't be taken away. Other witnesses tried to intervene and plead with the policeman, but it wasn't enough to prevent what came next. Meanwhile, Nuesca's 13-year-old daughter was seen in the video haggling Sonia to release her son. Sonia refused, stating that they were invading their property. Nuesca's 13-year-old daughter was heard shouting, "My father is a policeman," in which Sonia replied, "I don't care," to the tune of a popular song by K-pop group 21. Nuesca then threatened to kill Sonia before shooting her and her son point blank in front of their family. Nuesca first shot Sonia's head at close range. Then, as she fell on the ground, he shot Frank twice in the head at close range as well. Nuesca then turned to Sonia and shot her again. The witnesses of the crime kept screaming. Then the video clip was cut short. Alisa Calusing, the one who reportedly recorded the video, said that Nuesca punched Frank beforehand and that the rest of the family were crying and pleading for him to stop forcing the victim to come with him. She said that after the shooting, Nuesca grabbed his daughter and they, quote, walked off like it was nothing. I felt numb, like my soul left my body. Then, when I felt something move, I began jumping in anger and crying, unquote.
According to police reports, Nuesca fled the scene on his motorcycle, but after an hour surrendered to Pangasinan authorities. He also turned in his police-issued pistol that was used in the shooting. DILG Secretary Eduardo Año said that Nuesca was assigned at the Parañaque City Police Station but had gone home to Paniqui, his hometown in Tarlac. Nuesca had been off duty at this time, away from his assignment in Metro Manila. Año said, quote, the formal investigation into the incident had commenced and we assure the family and the public that the PNP and the National Police Commission will conduct a thorough, impartial, and swift investigation. The DILG will ensure that justice will be given to the family of the victims and that administrative and criminal cases will be filed against Nuesca. We do not and will never tolerate such acts. And we will make sure that he will account for his crimes. Unquote. The PNP chief, General De Bold Sinas, has ensured that the family of the victims will be placed under witness protection program. The authorities vow to resolve the case as soon as possible. According to Alfegar Triambulo, the Internal Affairs Director General of the PNP, they aim to complete the dismissal proceedings of Nuesca within 30 days. PNP Chief Sinas said that they are working with neuropsychiatric doctors in Camp Crame to determine how Nuesca could have shot Sonia and Frank. Sinas also added that they might conduct a new study of anger management in the police force and would also issue a directive for commanders, reminding their personnel to rein in their emotions. Meanwhile, presidential spokesperson Harry Roque condemned the killings and said, quote, that policeman must be punished. No ifs, no buts. The president will not protect him, unquote. Former PNP chief turned senator Panfilo Lacson said, quote, if what's on the video tells the whole story, I enjoin the PNP leadership to show no mercy. They should spare no effort to make sure that he rots in jail. He's the last policeman that they need in the force, unquote. Vice President Lenny Robredo also expressed her sentiments over the incident, saying how, quote, both Sonia and Frank probably woke up thinking about how they would celebrate the holidays, not realizing that this would be their fate. I am one with working to promote a more humane culture within the police force and in calling out for justice for the Gregorios, unquote. Documents released by the Tarlac Police Office showed that Nuesca was put through a mandatory drug test but invoked his right to refuse to undergo a paraffin test. Nuesca is currently facing charges for 2 counts of murder and an administrative case. PNP Chief De Bold Sinas said that the shooting was an unfortunate but isolated case, stating that while such unfortunate incidents such as this happen, a vast majority of the PNP personnel are still performing their sworn duties with honor and integrity to protect and serve the people. He added that the negative stereotyping of the PNP due to the act of a sole police officer is unfair. As the frustrations of the netizens grew, the PNP was lambasted after Captain Ariel Buraga, the police chief of the Bato Municipal Station in the province of Catanduanes, drew flak from the public over his Facebook post regarding the shooting incident and how the victims were to blame. He told the public, even the elderly, to always respect policemen. He has since deleted the post, but the damage has already been done, as it further tainted the image of the PNP. Bato Municipal Mayor Juan Rodolfo sought for the removal of Boraga as the town's police chief. Rodolfo said that policemen have a right to express their opinion, but they should also remember to exercise restraint and prudence in doing so. PNP Chief Debold Sinas also had his fair share of the criticism. After suggesting that witnesses should not take photos or videos during crime incidents. According to the PNP chief, if civilians want to take photos or videos, they have to make sure that they are far from the crime scene. Sinas also advised the public to refrain from posting the photos or videos on social media, and instead show it to authorities to be used as evidence. Meanwhile, Sinas said that the police would ask the victim's relative, the teenager who took the video of the fatal shooting of Sonia and Frank, to testify due to the video being strong evidence. He hopes for the other witnesses to help with the case. Sinas also said that they are talking to the teenager's grandmother for her consent in giving her testimony. The circulating footage has sparked an outpouring outrage online against police brutality as netizens reacted to the brutal killing. 26 out of 29 trending topics have shaken social media, such as hashtags #StopTheKillingPH, Justice for Sonia Gregorio, Justice for Frank Gregorio, End Police Brutality, and Police Ang Terrorista, along with other keywords such as Jonel Nuesca, To Serve and Protect, Trigger Warning, and Tarlac took the top spots the next morning after the incident. Prominent figures and celebrities have expressed their take about the gruesome murders. Maine Mendoza, who said she rarely checks Twitter, was shocked to hear about the news. She also asked why the confrontation had to lead to the killing. Actress Janela Salvador was disturbed by the fact that Nuesca committed the crime in front of his own child. Comedian and Showtime host Vice Ganda said the viral video triggered his trauma over his own father's killing in 1991 and joined calls for swift justice. While Miss Universe 2018 Catriona Gray wrote that she is outraged and brought up all the times that there were no cameras to capture similar incidents. Meanwhile, Kabataan Party List representative Sara Elago is outraged and wants justice to be served. As for Renato Reyes Jr., the Secretary General of the Bagong Alyansang Makabayan said that the killings are part of a pattern of abuse and impunity among the police. Writer and artist Alfonso Manalastas also wondered what cops are capable of behind cameras with no witnesses. As of now, YouTube has removed the horrific video of the Gregorio double murder due to the showing of violent content. While hashtag #StopTheKillingsPH reached more than 700,000 tweets on the day after the crime.
Jonel Nuesca, who was charged with grave misconduct for homicide in May and December of 2019, is now facing a double murder case for his wrongdoing. The police protector, President Rodrigo Duterte, called it, quote, too brutal. I don't think that you can escape the rigors of justice because it was caught on TV. Even I am dumbfounded. That's unfair and too brutal, unquote. the president said during a televised cabinet meeting, this time siding with the mother and son, victims of the off-duty cop. Meanwhile, the drug war critic, Vice President Lenny Robredo, said that Nuesca is part of a larger architecture of impunity that allowed him to stay in service despite previous misconducts. On December 22, 2 days after the fatal incident, the victims, Sonia and Frank Gregorio Swakes, were held in their residence at Barangay Kabayawasan in Paniki, Tarlac. PNP Chief Debald Sinas attended the wake and promised the victims' families that they will be given financial assistance and security. His organization also offered flowers as they visited the place.
Sobrang sakit po, hindi ko po matanggap. Lalong-lalo na ngayon, malumalaki yung anak niya.
Okay ka lang dyan?
Okay na sir, patensya na po. Ikaw akong kiriyan, statement sa part na lang po. Matapusan po yung battle, tungkol na po sa part na sasagutin lahat ng mga katanungan niya.
He should not be allowed to go out because double murder yun eh. Double murder is a serious offense, a grave offense. And I don't think that you can escape the rigors of justice because nakuha sa TV.
Ito, seryoso ako. Sa korte na hawak sa kaso at sa mag-iimbestiga, admin case, pag dinismiss nyo po itong kaso, magkakagulo ang Pilipinas. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a warning. Ang buong Pilipinas, magkakagulo. Kasi po, doon sa dalawa na pumatay siya ng tao, na-dismiss po, di po ba? Tuloy-tuloy pa rin pagsisilbi niya, pati sa korte. I'm giving a warning sa lahat ng korte natin. Witness po yung buong bayan. Pag ito po'y na-dismiss, sasabihin ko pag nagkagulo, I told you so. Okay?
Yan ang pagsisihan mo. Wala ka nang katampi sa ginawa mo.
There have been various incidents worldwide involving police brutality in the year 2020. This podcast condemns the gruesome crime of Jonel Nuesca and the PNP's failure to stop police brutality. Nuesca's actions emphasize a severe problem that the country's police force fails to reform. We dedicate this episode to the people victimized by police brutality. As Filipino citizens, let us demand the PNP to live up to their motto, to serve and protect. Wishing everyone a safe and prosperous 2021.
Stay tuned for our next episode about the surprising death of a known drug kingpin while being detained at the New Bilibid prison. For further updates, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At PH Murder Stories. And subscribe to our YouTube channel, PH Murder Stories. This podcast is brought to you by Revy Visuals.
Do you like our podcast? Support us on www.buymeacoffee.com/PH Murder Stories through a one-time donation or by subscribing to our monthly exclusive content. You can find the link in the description. Buy Me a Coffee is the best way for creators and artists to accept support and membership from their fans. This platform is a convenient way for the listeners of this podcast to support us through one-time donations or enjoy exclusive content through our monthly or yearly membership.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.